This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
As trade talks continue to evolve, High Ground Dairy's Lucas Fees checks in on the first month of U.S. dairy export data following the establishment of retaliatory tariffs. Lee Milkey will have that interview next.
Explore the next frontier of dairy in Madison, Wisconsin, October 2nd through the 6th at World Dairy Expo. Continuing a 52-year tradition, the global dairy industry will once again meet at the Alliant Energy Center, where the finest dairy cattle and dairy trade show in North America are on display. Virtual farm tours, expo seminars, youth contests, and social activities throughout the week make Expo an ideal location for learning and networking. Visit worlddairyexpo.com to start planning your trip today. We'll see you October 2nd through the 6th.
Lucas, the Trump administration appears to have worked out a new trade agreement with Mexico, and talks continue with Canada to bring them back into the alliance. But word as we record this was that China may be slapped with additional tariffs. You have the latest data on U.S. dairy exports for July.
That's right. Trade continues to evolve, and we are anxious to see where the NAFTA negotiations will go with Canada stepping into the mix. But that's right. Last week, we did get July dairy export information. It's the first month that we have export data after the Chinese and Mexican tariffs took effect. While most data still is looking quite good, most products are above year-ago levels for exports in July, we did see some somewhat significant declines from into July versus June. We saw some front-loading of product in June as importers tried to beat the tariffs, but we saw cheese, butter, and dry whey exports in July down by more than 20% versus June data. So certainly some hit to exports in July after those tariffs took effect.
But they were up from a year ago.
They were up from a year ago, that's right. So we are continuing the string of quite impressive exports in 2018 to date, and possibly, depending on how the rest of the year goes, could be one of the best years on record, pending any further their trade headaches.
Now, butter imports were also up, so I understand the U.S. was a net butter importer despite our increased exports.
That's true, yeah. It's interesting with butter numbers because we trade such a little amount of butter compared to our overall domestic consumption, but indeed, we did pick up some imports of butter in July, which is a bit interesting to watch.
Quickly, in closing, any other highlights from the data?
We also saw dairy products production continued good product production overall, especially in cheese, which could hang a shadow on these cheese markets that have climbed in recent weeks.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Thanks, Lee. China began imposing tariffs on U.S. egg products back in early July, but strangely enough, if you look at the total U.S. exports,
it's the best July that the U.S. has seen as far as agricultural exports go as a value total.
That's USDA trade economist Bryce Cook.
For the first 10 months, there were $122.1 billion worth of agricultural exports. Compare that to the previous year's first 10 months, the total was $119.5 billion. So in 2018, there were $2.6 billion more of agricultural exports than 2017, an increase of about 2%. Largely due to the fact that there is a 5% increase in high-value products, red meats, poultry, dairy products, as well as fruits and nuts. Soybeans dropped 8% in value terms. There was a 20% decrease in wheat products.
But he says imports are growing at a quicker pace than exports.
On the import side, there were $107.7 billion worth thus far for fiscal year 2018, compared with $99.8 billion in fiscal year 2017 thus far. That's a $7.9 billion increase, or about 8% increase. So the growth in imports this year compared with last has been increasing at a quicker pace than the export side.
That's USDA trade economist Bryce Cook.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.